Brawi.
We got one base.
Yeah.
A VE.
Hmm?
VE.
Wie sagt er eigentlich?
Yeah. It's not suffix, not
like a word. Wie sagt er eigentlich, Herr Käfer, was? Tvachim, Michti. Kolsch, jesch bei Käfer. Schleisch, Tvachim, jesch bei Reichev. Tefach. According to the Gemara. Not precise, but we'll work with that. Bechimadolem tzisoi. Niglal. Nofish lei mitrei tafcha ravcha de beini beini. So there's going to be a difference. Mitrei pushchi hecha yasef. If we made the chesed, then we left with two tfachim. So since the Sefer Torah, the hekif has to be six. It means each the Gemara is saying, if you make two circles out of it, it's going to be bigger than two, because the Ravcha the Beini Beini says Rashi, Yesh Berachav Tefach, B'zeh Shekiv Hashay Shish Nimsa Oyve Roich Boi Shnei Tefachim, Ravcha the Beini Beini Ave Shebein Amud Lamud. Rashi takes the Gemara Kipshutai. Rav the Beni Beni. Mela, there's a problem. How is it going to fit? Rashash takes issue over here and he says it's just not true. He says, he makes a whole cheshbon. I didn't really get how he was going about this. But he says, the Revach Oidiv Ben Reichiv Eagle Echod, the Ben Reichiv Bezi Gulim, She Reichiv Asetar Bez Tvachim, Akeva Vav Tvachim, the Shitchai Gimel Tvachim. So the Shatach, meaning the area, see, Rashash also deals with the area. The area is 3 tefachim, he says. Right? That's what we came at also, right? If pi, if you go, instead of 3.14, pi, if you go like, Gemara is assuming pi is 3, so then it comes out the area is pi r squared is the area, so the area is better than 3. Right? Because the radius is 1, squared is 1, times 3.14 is 3. Right?
Of each.
So the area of the big circle is 3, is 3, yeah? Kikfeil is chatzi rochboy b'chatzi kefei. Yes, a circle with a circumference of 6. The area is 3.
Mask.
Good. Glad you mask. Now he said, when you make it two igulim, two equal circles, yehei kol echad shitchoy tefach v'chatzi. Do the math. I'm not sure how. This means. If
the area is
6
and the area is like
12
points.
Because the area.
But the
diameter is only
2.
The diameter is
2. Not the diameter 6, the circumference is 6.
Circumference 6, diameter is 2.
So when you have two small circles, he says, each one, the shetach is going to be tefach v'chetzi.
What's shetach?
Area.
Okay, but.
Tefach v'chetzi. V'yeh akarcha kefoy karv l'dal tfachim. Urevia, v'rochboy shlishis shishisai, the who, 1 and 5/12. Shnegul yachad, it's 2, 5, 6. He says 2 and 5, 6. So meila, betzem, according to his calculation, it's not just that the space between the, when you make two circles, so there's a little space between the two circles, and that's why you end up being more than two. Says the Rashash, it's a Pella. It's gonna be more than two because the diameter of two small circles is 2.2 and 5/6. We'll accept his calculations for the moment. So we figured out. Oh, you're only trying to figure it out. Okay.
You can't do
square roots in your head. So what are you trying to do?
No, I'm just trying to figure out how he figured that out.
How he figured it out? So anyway, Gitzer. So that's his Pel and Rashi. Yeah. So the Chayyur, what's going on over here? The Chayyur is a more basic problem. That not just the airspace between the circles themselves end up being bigger. The diameter ends up, the diameter of two small circles is bigger than the diameter of one big circle. Good. Now the Rashba has a problem here. He asked Rashba as a kasha, maybe a Sefer Torah was standing up, not up, meaning maybe it's on its side and not lying flat. So Mela, yeah, there's plenty of room. I know Sefer Torah was lying with two circles on the floor. Maybe it was lying on its side, which is only what?
I mean, it was all rolled to one thing.
No, it was rolled to two, but it was on its side.
I mean, it's like, instead of being like this, it's like that.
Yeah, instead of being like this, it's like that, right?
How does that change the measurements?
I heard Bani Shlomo, when it's lying like this, then
the one in the arm.
We're talking about the one in the arm. What do you think we're talking about? I'm not talking about the same tire.
No, I was shocked.
So that's the Rajba's kash. And for the Rajba, by the way, and for the Rajba, that if it's on its side, it's ain derech hanocha, derech bezayin. One teretz. Second teretz, he says, it was on its side, and then there's a lot of space, because there were two tvachim space to begin with. You have to say, turn its side, when it's rolled into two things, right? It's less than, whatever, what do you say it is? Each one is 1 5/12. Yeah? So it's 1 5/12. So there's too much, there's extra space there. Right?
So what's the problem? What's the problem?
So then it's going to shake around,
but then it's easier when you're moving it.
He says it's going
to
shake around, though. Too much space.
We don't move
the arm. They carried the iron in the Mishkan. What do you mean? Carried the iron. What do you mean? One second. No, that's wrong, because in Midbar you didn't have the Sefer Torah.
Oh,
Sefer Moshe Ben first wrote the Sefer Yamach, right? Oh, at the end. So Elamai, no, but they still carry it though in Eretz Yisrael. But Shiloh, the carry it's still in Eretz Yisrael. So says the Rajba, hear everybody say. He said, with this you can add another kasha, and that is maybe the Sefer Torah was upright. And there was plenty of room because the Aron was Am V'chetzi high, right? Which is 9
tefachim. Who you hold back.
Okay, but still more than 6. Since the Torah is 6 long, right? That's before, so you have plenty of room. Says the Rajba, but again, the problem is, same problem, there's going to be too much space and it's going to shake around. Or he says,
so you can tie it down.
The we don't Sefer Torah is not meant to be upright, rather lying down.
So why do we?
The Maisa says the Rajba though. Mechamakaim, he says El Shani Raya Shekein Nog B'chol Mekaimis Lanicha Zakev Bar Raina. Now, by mezuzah.
Can you stack Sefer Torah?
One second, we'll get to that. By mezuzah, why not?
I'm just asking.
Okay.
If you can't, then that's fine.
So maybe, so who said to stack them? Have very, very, very long iron, and you know, whatever.
You can't like reach all the way inside. The doors go like.
How many? Yeah.
As I said, kasha for ma'isa. What about mezuzah? Is mezuzah upright? Or is mezuzah lying down?
Upright.
Oh, why is it in between? Because there's two shittas. Where the mezuzah is supposed to be upright, the mezuzah is supposed to be flat. So we do mumkayim shneim shachan aruch some yerideh some reish peites. Tzrichli is zakufa. Yeah. Zokter amav v'chein algu. This says amav v'mchab v'aydeish aimrim shepsula b'zakufa. The shittas are being tam has to be lying flat. But medaktikin yezneh shnei minichanaisa b'shipua ba'achson.
It's also to be zogli for.
Mechein nog miseilu. The main time sheet is huh? It has to be lying.
Well, it's not being either.
Maybe it's both. It's called standing up, and it's called lying down. Mm-hmm. Apparently, if you're saying that, that's medaktikin yezneh shnei. So apparently, that's the same. Now, like this. Tais is a menachis. Okay. Brings that the Shidu Ben Tam is a menachis like a gimel. Taisa says, the Ben Tam, the other she tells us, the Ben Tam says, Mu'min is lav derech kavod. The Gemara in Babasra, in the Meichers, of Kuf Aleph, says that it's called Kvuris Chamar, burying, and we don't bury standing up, that's called Kvuris Chamar. This is a bizarre. First one's the Ben Tam, is a Gemara in Babasra, that if you dial it on a base, that says, even though they could have put the Sefer Torah in the Aron standing up, still they put it flat. Ben Tam brings right from Ar Gemara, Legabi Mezuzah. And came over Ben Tam, and Ben Tam holds not only, let's go work our way backwards, not only Mezuzah has to be flat, even Sefer Torah has to be flat. And as the Taz in Yerdei, end of Yerdei, Reish Peites brings down from the Mardechai, the B'Shem Ben Tam, he says, "Kshevne Aroin im Eske Archiveu." I'm going to make it very wide. Lefi Hamada Sefer Torah Yoshev.
He's also
going to Sefer Torah Shemunuk Ba'Aroin. Bezui Sefer Kriyasai, and the Gos Ma'im he brings down a little different nusach. Chuvas Ma'iri Rebbeinu Zel Shainai. Sheshaltem Lo Mei Mashkiv and Sefer Torah Ba'Aroin K'mayluchais. Yofa Shalta. Rebbein Tam Kasa Betshuvas Shekein HaYaisa Toib Tam Zeh. And there he says Ilu Niskarti Kishasisi Aroin. I guess he must have forgotten. First he writes that if I'm going to be zarech to make build an Aroin, I'm going to build it very long. He brings down the tshuva. Rebbein Tam says, if I would have remembered, so I don't know if he finally got the building, he forgot. He said, if I would have remembered, I would have built it in a way that he could put the Sefer Torah flat. However, the Radvaz says in Chel Gimel Siman Tov Kuf Lamed, he says that in the Kol Gilui Yisrael Gan Zevel Mizuch Shemesh Ad Mavoi, everyone puts the Sefer Torah standing, and he explains, what's the difference in Luchas? Why Luchas are flat? Sefer Torah is standing. He says Luchas, you can read it any which way you want, but the Sefer Torah is the Kri Aymed. Therefore, it's standing, you should be able to read it. You know, that would be good for the Sfaradim, that when they read the Sefer Torah, attack all the straight up. But when we read it anyway, we put it down, so like, Chaira,
it's a slant.
Oh, that's probably why the beam is on a slant. Very good.
And the Sefer Torah are leaning narrow, so maybe
that's
what? The Mezuzah, both. What? Sefer Torah are leaning. They're leaning against
him. So the same shard that we have it's only the Sfaradim have a problem. Because by them it's not leaning. Our Sefer Torah are leaning. Very good. Okay. Right. Yeah, no questions. Hechi Yosef. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yankiv Sefer Azara Lutchilosai Hu Niglal. The Rashi Sefer Azara Sefer Shekasa Moshe Uboy Koyim Ba Azara Parashat HaMelech Bahakel V'Koyim Godlo B'Yom Kippurim. Now like Tosfos and Amar Aleph, it said that we don't find anywhere that they and say the Yuma that they took out this Sefer Torah. Rashi says, no, they read this Sefer Torah B'Hakol, and the Kohen God also uses this Sefer Torah. T'chlasa v'niglal, ein loy el amar echad, minigum t'chlasa v'saifai, and therefore, tu t'vachim is good. V'kat t'trei b'trei hechi yasev, still okay, two, so you can't fit something that's exactly two in an area of two. Amar Ashi, the karach b'purta v'karach el el. Rashi, she'en a goy like a kulay, Umenicha by mikzas v'karchay la'atzmai umenicha isa krach al seifim l'mala. So you know it's not a double roll, but you like make a sort of like a teeny extra circle, just to make it shouldn't be, it should be a little drop less. Then two, it'll fit in. Right, you don't roll it all the way. You leave a little sticking out. Rabbi Yehuda. Mekame Delesi Arga Sefer Torah Hechav Yosef. So where did they put the Sefer Torah before the box came from the Plishtim? Zog the Gemara Dapa have an apic mine. Viyasav ilua sefer Torah. That little shelf over there. Moments. Yeah. Vermeer haimitzad ara my avilei. Remember? What's the kasha? What it said before? There is a besamta aisa mitzad aron bris Hashem. No, come on. What? I lost the chesed. Rawi, what's Mars problem that for your mayor? Said before for a mayor. No, where is it? What?
No.
No.
So, according to the mayor, what's the
sound
of the
mayor's
on the
bottom,
the last
line? Right, because according to the mayor.
Ahmad,
what?
According
to the mayor's
inside, so what's
this beside? Yeah? Agumara. Yeah, fine. According to him, he had room, right. Humbayle, the misnach lay, mitzad, le misnach ben ben luch, ben luch, right. So, you put, meaning you put on the side, Rashi. You don't divide luchas with the sefer Torah. But it's inside, but minatzad. Rameyer mudim hechi hava kaimi mibroi. So we put them mudim outside. Rashkim the matzach tefach mekan mekan. Mahalas Misham is running out of Kim, Ashenikra, shame, Hashem Tzavak is Yesha Kruv Mala. Shenikra, shame, Hashem Tzavak is Yesha Kruv Mala. Malamed, Shaluchas, and Shiviluchas, Menachem, Barin, says shame. Rashi trades in the Ksiviluchas, the Shiviluchas, one's for Luchas, one's for the Shiviluchas. So therefore, that's what we know, the Shiviluchas were there. Meidach, Umbari, Lech, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chaim, Lamish, Hashem. Nechol kinuyav menachem ba'arim. Ahem. What does that mean? What does Hashem Nechol kinuyav mean? Oh, so the Ben Gershon says, "Shashem Akadosh She'em Askirin." The whole Kinuy of called Shem Shem Shkolish Baruch Hu Menachem Aron Mashma. So there was some cloth where they had all the names of Kosh Baruch Hu. Shem Shem Aisyah Shem Aisyah is them saying Shem Shem Kosh Baruch Hu, and all the Shemes were there. Mosheis and the Rebbe Ma'ish and the Buddha. Fine, that's what you're saying. Kids that had some type of cloth with all the Shem Kosh Baruch Hu. Vidach, Mibayi Leilachi, and Echnami El Shem Veluchais, the Menachem Baran, Menale, Nafkale, Mithaner Biazit, Haner Biazit, Vasheshi Barta, Vesamtem. It says, Bechta, Eval Luchais, and said Varma, Shahayo Luchas, and Shainim, Vasheshi Barta, Vesamtem Baran. So it says, Vasheshi Barta, Vesamtem. So in Pashmah, the Pasuk is talking about the new luchas, but since it says together, Asher Shibar, the Vesamtam, Bidarshin, Malamish, Shaluchas, Shaluchas, Menachem Aron, in other words, Vesamtam is going back in the Shiviluchas as well. That's what we know, Kundra Meir, that it was there, that it was inside. Asher Shibar, the Krei Seiru, Lismachin, Levesamtam, Ledrasha. Dr. Gemara, Idach, and by the Shlokish, famous member Shlokish, I'm a Shlokish, Shashibarta, I'm a Kashbarach, Lamaisha, Yasha, Kaychacha, Shashibarta, the Grash, Lametcha, Shuman, the Dvarim, Shalom, the Gemara and Shabbos over there, and the studies of the Balzatera says all the things that Moshe Benu said, Kashbarach, three things Kashbarach, Moshe Benu said, Kashbarach was maskim liyada, he did it on his own, Kashbarach was maskim. Also, Medaita. Maskim Kashbarach, that last Amaka. And one of them was Shmiras Halucha. He said, "Yasher Kaychacha." Yasher Kaycha Shibarta. Asher Shibarta. He was Maasher. He said it was correct thing to do. Tanabonet. Tzidin Shalavim. Yeshua. Shayftim. Shmuel. Mlach. Yirmiyah. Cheskel. Yeshaya. Shnei Maser. Shayaser. Dr. Gemara Michti. Hayshaya Kadim. Chsiv. Chilas Dvar Hashem by Hashem. Mechiim Hashem Dibar Tchila. Balayim Moshe Vad Hashem. Kama Nevim Hayis. What do you mean? Chilas Dvar Hashem by Hashem. As if the Hashem was the first Navi in the history of Klal Yisrael. Vam Rav Yechanan. Shehoya Tchila L'Arba Nevim. Shenestav B'Ayis Eperet. So it says Chilas Dvar Hashem L'Hashem Hashem was in the Nevim, the four Nevim that were misnab in that kufa, Yosheya was first. Beulhein, Yosheya, Yishai, Amos, Amicha. So Meila, Zekrash, it's not by Zepag, Meis, and Malachim, Uzi, Yais, and Malachah, Zechizkiya, Ba'ar, Benavim, Halol, Kosov, Cain, Chutz, Mimicha, Shalai, Hoya, Bimei, Uziyo, Halol, Hoya, Bimei, Yais, and Malachah, Zechizkiya. Yeah? So Bekitzer, so Hashem was first. Peg Gemara, we looked at me like Hashem Bereisha. If he was first, so how come he's not? You should be makdim him in the order. You should makdim him in the order. Why is he after Yishai and Chesed, etc.? Chiv and Chesiv Nuvosei Gabi Chagai Zechayim Malachi Chagai Zechayim Malachi Soif Nivim Hava Chashiv Lei Badayu. So Rashi, Chagai, Zecharim, Malachi, Soif, Shalvim, Shohein, Hoyu, Bayesheni. They went all into Bayesheni. Bishnas Shtayim, L'dayavish, Ha'achroin. So Meila, their nevuah carried over into Bayesheni. So Meila, Hoshea, that was his nevuah was written together with them. So he was later. You know, Betzim, he was first. So why don't we put Hosea's nevuah by itself, a separate sefer, and it should come first? Why talk are we putting it together with Chagas Chayim Malachi? Ayi dezuter mirchas. Since his nevuah, his sefer Hosea is small, so therefore, if it'll be too small, we'll get lost. The sefer will be too small. Therefore, we put it together with other stuff. The Meila was later. Michti Shaya called the Yirmiyah Bicheskel. Look the Meila Shaya Bresha. So why do we say the order is Yirmiyah Bicheskel and then Yishaya? Achay Yishaya should be first. The Grash Yishaya called the Yirmiyah Bicheskel. Shaya Yishaya b'Mei Uziya. Yirmiyah b'Mei Yishia Bana. Nesnav b'Shlaim b'Cheskel b'Gaila b'Mei Sitkia. So Yishaya was earlier, based on the kings that he was dealing with. Kibon, the Malachim, Saifei Chorbana. Then the Malachim talks about Chorban. The Yirmiya Kula Chorbana. The Cheskel Reisha Chorbana. The Saifei Nechmasa. The Yishaya Kula Nechmasa. Samchin Chorbana Chorbana. The Nechmasa Nechmasa. So Yirmiya comes after Malachim, which discusses the Chorban, and the Malachim is about the Chorban. Meila Yecheskel follows Yirmiyah, which also is about Chorban, and the end of Yecheskel is the Nechama. So therefore, Yishaya follows Yecheskel. Zok the Gemara Vayit, the Sidron, Shalksuvim, Rus, Sefetilim, Ve'iyoy, Ve'mishle, Kehelas, Shashirim, Mekinas, Daniel, Megillas Esther, Ezra, Dereyam. Man dam even me maysha ya Let's see Rashi. Rus is telling me Yev. Rus kadma b'meish v'deshevtim. Even before the Malachim, tell him David Amram, who called him Leah, commandam v'mei Malkas Shva Haya v'achakach shleish esfarim of Klaim HaMelech. Mishle Kalish named Sifri Chachma and Shereshim Nir Be'enai Sh'amr Lezik Nusay. Nir Be'enai, where's the Rashi? Where did he get this that Shereshim was written first. It was the time of Moshe. We don't want to start with Pranius. Rus nine Pranius. He Pranius this lay Achris. Rav Yechon Alam Nipper Shema Rus. She Yatzim Menu David. She Riveyog Lakadosh Baruch Hu B'Shiras Shbachas. Tavim Melech was Nim Zmiris Yisrael. So you know it's the Rus starts off bad, starts off Rav, the Golas Rashi says, Omises, Alimelech, Abanav, terrible tragedy. But ends off with the latest David, so therefore, it's not called Pranis. Ami Kasvan, who wrote all these things? I don't know.